Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So over the weekend, we decided to watch an old movie. And when I say old, it's not real old, but it's The Matrix, and it's from like 1999. So it's been almost 20 years. And if you haven't seen it, it's about this alternate universe or alternate reality. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. So you've often heard the term time is money, right? Well, I think that might be an altered universe. Here's one of the things. Society really values time with money. If you think about it, and I'm not trying to get political here or make any stance or statements, but people tend to get all up in arms when they think about somebody making $15 an hour for a entry-level job. But it seems like nobody bats an eye when somebody's making $15 million a year to run the company that they work for, right? Now, an hourly worker, if they worked 2,000 hours a year at 15 bucks an hour, would make about $30,000. But the CEO makes $7,500 per hour. Think about that. In one day, the CEO makes more money than the average worker makes in a year. But they both make the company money. If you think about it, one is how the company makes money. Some of them may be flipping burgers, other may be stocking items or at the cash register. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is those people are at what we call the front lines. The other one is there to maximize how money is made. And they orchestrate a team of people to come up with the philosophies and to figure all of that stuff out. But only one of those two can be automated. And that's one of the reasons why there's such an uproar. But we're not here to talk about $15 an hour jobs or CEOs. We're here to talk about the concept of time is money. And here's what I want you to start thinking about. Stop selling your time. How can you do that? You first have to get them to understand the fact that they're not buying your time. They're buying the results of what your time produces. So, let's look at time. Time is a commodity. Time can be a negotiable item. For example, obviously there are strikes based on how much money or how much benefits people get, which is money. But the thing is people can always buy time for less. One of the things in the web business is that you can either buy a website from somebody who is in the United States making maybe $100,000 a year who really knows what they're doing. Or you can go over to India and get it done for $10 an hour. Or even better, you can go buy one of those self-made things where you're paying a company where you can go in and do exactly that. Build your own website and not pay anybody. Now, I have a story behind that. There was a guy who I was doing web work for and wanted an additional page. And I told him, I said, you know, I'll do another page for you. It's going to cost you $150. And he went, well, I don't want to pay that. I can do this myself. And he did. He went in and created his own website. And he made bundles of pages. And I asked him, you know, he was a friend. And I said, so how'd that go? He said, oh, it went great, man. It only took me about 40 hours to get this done. Now, if you value your time at $100 an hour, that would be $4,000 worth of time. If I would have went in and say, hey, I could save you about $4,000, just let me do this for you, it would have a completely different connotation than if I went in and said, hey, for only $150, I'm going to build you a page, right? So that's what you have to do. You have to start selling value. Value is defined in one of three ways, either through outcomes, through money made or saved, or the cost of time, just like that example I talked to you about. So, how do we sell value? Well, there are three ways that I'd like to talk about today. The first one is under-promise and over-deliver. Find out what your client or your prospect or the person buying whatever it is you're selling values, and then give them a creative, positive visualization of the outcome of what they're going to get based on what you're going to deliver. So, you may or may not be able to deliver that, but you want to find the lowest common denominator. One of the things I say is for every dollar spent, you should make three. So, if I can sit here and say, hey, if you spend a dollar with me and I make you three, you're going to be happy, right? And they go, yeah, absolutely. So, if I can deliver $5 or $10 on every dollar they spend, man, am I a hero. So, the key thing is get them to understand that you can reach a certain benchmark, but try to give them more. Then they'll keep coming back for more because they're going to want that. The second possibility is pay for performance. In other words, when I achieve this goal, you will pay me $3. Now, that may be great for them, but that might not be great for you, and there's multiple reasons why. First and foremost, you have to negotiate based on the results, and the risk is in your hands, meaning you may not always be able to control the outcome. What if you have to do something, and they have to do something, and you do what you do, but they don't? You don't get paid, right? And the other thing is, you may or may not be able to control how that is measured. So if you're going to do a pay-for-performance style thing, there better be quite the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, because you're taking a lot of risk. And that's one of the things you have to manage. But sometimes that might work out in your favor. Again, you're not selling hours for dollars, you're selling the results. The next possibility is reverse engineer time. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, remember that guy who makes $100 an hour? Well, what if I could go in and save him 5 hours per week? That equates to $500 a week that I'm saving him in time. Plus, that would be $2,000 a month. Now, is that $150 worth the $2,000 a month return on investment? Absolutely. Would you do that every single month? Absolutely. So that's the key. But you have to keep reminding them that before they were losing 5 hours a week. And if they're only spending $150 and making $2,000, that becomes the status quo. And sooner or later, that does not have the same value. So make sure you're continually reevaluating and also reinforming them on the benefits that they're getting from what you're providing. Make sure they understand the ongoing value, because otherwise it can become complacent and start to wean away. So let me give you some final thoughts to think about. First and foremost, have a plan to either exit or move them up to another level. Sooner or later, you're not going to be able to deliver the same amount of value, or they may not perceive it. So maybe you have to do more to get them more value. The next thing is realize that your results and their results are going to vary. So if you can create multiple of these, you'll be able to figure out what's going to work best on the average person. And finally, keep polishing your service and keep polishing your messages. In the movie The Matrix, the hero, Neo, finally gets to see that the world surrounded by everything that he thinks is real is really computer code. So you need to crack the code of selling your hours for dollars. So if you like this, I'd love for you to visit my website, liforsales.com. There I show you a ton of tips on how to use LinkedIn to create more value for your customers by giving them information that helps them to better understand how to work with you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.